If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Let's go back to Mark Baser, already in progress. Hi, Mark.
How are you? Just looking up what a electron was.
Yeah, you dropped that on us.
I don't get it. They're really small.
You need to own that. I can tell you a joke where an electron is part of the joke. You want to hear one?
Sure. Always.
A proton says to a neutron.
I remember it vaguely as well.
Yeah. So, Mark, tell us about the show that you normally do at the Hideout.
Yeah, so we normally do a live show at a small bar music venue on the near north side. It's called The Hideout, and it's a talk show. We also have filmed it for TV, but not always. Sometimes we just do it as a nice live show, and obviously, like every place, everybody who does shows, unless they do shows at a supermarket, that show has been shut down. Or the club has been shut down for the foreseeable future. But the Hideout is a really, in my opinion, special place. And they have been taking good care of their staff and their other people, that, including the performers. And they've launched a virtual calendar. So people have been performing music and comedy every night on their, I guess it's the platform is called Twitch. And it's the URL is twitch.tv/Hideout Chicago. And tonight they invited us to do our show. So we're doing our show at 7 o'clock tonight. Well, air on 7 o'clock. We filmed pieces of it in advance on Zoom, which has become everybody's best friend as they talk to their best friends.
Isn't that amazing?
And I think we put together, I don't know, I think it's pretty good. Like, you know, it's, you know how hard it is right now. You're doing a daily talk show in this environment where nobody's coming into the studio.
Well, what I'm doing is a lot easier than what you're trying to do. What I'm doing right now is a lot easier than what you're trying to do. Did you watch Saturday Night Live Saturday night?
I watched parts of it. I thought it was good. I thought they pulled it off.
I think it's so much more difficult without a live audience. By the way, Mark Baser's on the phone line, and we'll give you that website again where you can watch it this evening. Normally, his stuff is broadcast on Channel 11, WTTW, a couple of nights a week. They're not doing this that way or that this way, so now he's going to put it on Twitch. But I think that the live audience is so integral to live performances, and you sort of knew that, but it was laid bare on Saturday Night Live. It just felt weird, Mark.
Yeah, there are, I mean, it's not just the laughs, I don't think. Like, I think there's a difference between you or me doing an interview with the person next to you or in front of you and doing it like this on the phone. I mean, the energy is terrible right now.
Oh, I think I'm nailing it, but yeah, I get your point.
No, this is actually pretty good, but there is we have a few comedy bits in the show tonight, and we have two interviews, and we have a musical performance, and I think they're all good, but I will say that the, you know, doing interviews over Zoom where there's this, like, you know, there's things that break up, the internet's not working great, or just not being in the same room, or just not quite getting not feeling the vibe of the audience, like all that. I mean, this is the greatest selling. I'm really selling it here. I'm like, this is going to be terrible. It's going to be much worse than it normally is. But in the end, I think it's sweet. I think everybody who's doing these, I mean, I'm following thousands of other people who have been doing stuff on Twitch and on other, like, Saturday Night Live and other things. And there's something really, like, you can't stop people. Like, this is what it kind of amounts to, right? The world in so many ways has stopped. You look at the streets, you see all these photos, these drone photos, and the cities are empty, and yet we want to connect, and that's what we're trying to do.
That's a beautiful thing you said.
It's free, but we're accepting tips that go to the Hideout staff, and the staff, you know, like thousands of other people listening right now and thousands of other people not listening. Like, there are the people that work jobs that have shut down, like, the Hideout are the people I know in that community, from that group, and you know, hopefully we'll raise a little money for them.
Mark Baser said it's sweet. You can't stop people. I love, there's my bumper sticker. You can't stop people. People have sort of instinctive needs and desires, and they're going to satisfy them, find one way or another, including reaching out via the internet.
Gina said to me, my wife Gina, you know, Gina said last night to me, she said, "Do you have a Zoom call tonight?" And I was like, "No." She's like, "You don't?"
I know. Brenda and I were loading up for one last night. There were 9 people on it. And when I get to be king, 6 will be the limit. You can do 2, but you can't have 9. And you can't have 27 because it's just people are cutting each other off and it just doesn't work. So your guests are going to be whom? Like, tell me about the musical act.
Okay, so the musical act is a guy named Owen Ashworth. He performs under the moniker Advanced Bass, and he's kind of a solo performer who performs with keyboards and synthesizer. And
he's doing a
Owen Ashworth, and his group or his solo act is called Advanced Bass, and he's doing a John Prine cover. So,
oh, which one? Which one?
I'll save that.
I am so into John Prine right now. Bertrand introduced me to this guy, after he passed away, and I love his music. I was listening to it again last night, over and
One
over.
One thing that I've been, I mean, you'll listen to Owen if you watch the show, and then you'll listen to, like, let's say Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, who also did a John Prine cover online the other night, and they're such different performers, but they both found a hero in John Prine. So, I mean, there's something kind of amazing about that. And then we have a chef, John Mannion, who's a chef and owner of Elche Steakhouse in the West Loop. And, you know, I'm wondering when we get back to the real world, will we still stand it? And how many restaurants will take time to recover? And how is that going to happen? So John is one of my favorite people that I've interviewed in the past, and the restaurant is great. So I just, you know, interested in his take on the restaurant industry right now. And then my family plays a small little role in the show as well.
So. Well, I'm not surprised to hear that. They're terrific and energetic at times. So I suppose.
At times, yeah. Yeah.
I suppose they do make a cameo. All right, Mark. So I'll post all of this on my Facebook page. I'm WGN King John, how to access it. But it drops at 7 o'clock tonight. Is that it?
7 o'clock. It's about 45 minutes long.
Super. And the website again, here's where you go at 7 o'clock tonight. What is it again, Mark?
It is, now you're going to make me find it. It is Twitch period or dot or whatever you call it, TV/HideoutChicago.
Hold on. Twitch.tv?
Yep.
Dot hideout?
/hideout.
/hideout. Uh-huh.
Chicago.
At
7 o'clock. Yeah.
7 p.m. Yeah, I'm going to put that on my Facebook page. That might be an easier way for people to pull it up because they might not have remembered. Twitch.tv/HideoutChicago for Mark
Thank you
Bezos
so much.
Show tonight.
Yeah, and I just
You're doing well? You're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm good. What did you do, Steve?
I just went to the page. So if you go there now, there's already a shot up, so you know you're in the right spot.
Yeah.
Just save it now.
Mark put out a tweet that had about a 60-second, looked like handheld FaceTime video of himself just promoting it, and there was a rim of sweat on his upper lip. His hair wasn't really made well, and I thought, so I was struggling with that. I thought, this is cool. It's like, hey, this is how we're living. I thought, Mark, do it again. But then I thought, no, that's great. He didn't. He's well aware that there was a little rim of perspiration.
We actually hired a makeup person to come and place that sweat on my
midway
off
through
my lip.
The promo. You wiped it off. You were so kind. And so I thought, dude, do you not have more film in that camera? Do another one. But no, you didn't do that.
I've given up.
Who cares?
You can't stop people, but you can stop Mark Baser.
If your problem, not your problem, but if one's problem was like, look, if the guy's got sweat, you know what I mean? At this point, who cares, right?
He had clothes on.
I was walking down the street the other day in my neighborhood, taking a little walk, and 2 doors down from me, my neighbors, the guy was sitting in a chair, and his wife was cutting his hair, and she had all kinds of instruments out, and it was a nice day, and just walking down the street watching my neighbor get his hair cut.
Yeah, no kidding. So, it's a different world. Mark Baser, tonight, 7 o'clock. Thank you, buddy. I'm sure it'll be terrific. I'll be watching.
See you, John. See you, Steve.
Yeah, take care. Mark Baser. You normally see him at the Hideout on Channel 11 tonight on the Internet, 1045 WGN.